It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us tonight, we've got Skinny from Mushroom Head. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Here to celebrate the new Mushroom Head DVD, Volume 3, which is out now. And it's got like a cinematic look with the intimacy of a whole movie. What was the biggest challenge about blending distinct styles of filming into one linear cohesive video?
You know, I think it was just the compilation of 3.5 years and trying to put it together so the pacing made the most sense. When you said cinematic, it's very much what we were going for, as far as we wanted it to kind of play out like a movie or an album versus your typical band DVD. So like to say the first 30, 40 minutes of it are more based on your traditional videos and tying it together with like live scenes, but more of the slow motion. So it has more of a an even pacing, if you will. So the audio matches the visual really well. And that was definitely a little bit more challenging than I thought it was going to be.
Skinny of Mushroom Head with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Skinny from Mushroom Head on the show with us tonight. Steve and Tanks joined the band earlier this year. Why are different people with new ideas important to a band like Mushroom Head?
You know, Mushroom Head's been going almost 25 years. October 23rd will actually be 25 years on stage for Mushroom Head. And I think, you know, having new members every so often really lends to the longevity that has become Mushroom Head and the evolution, if you will. The ideas are not just fresh, but traditional. Like, everyone that kind of joins the band knows, like, the sound, and they don't come in with a whole new approach saying, well, here's my idea, and, you know, the band should sound like this. Everyone kind of understands, you know, that it should be fun, that it should be heavy, and it should be moody. And it just seems to, I always say the good ones just kind of write themselves.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Up next, music from Testament. And we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Music from Black Sabbath. And more with our guest on the show tonight, Skinny of Mushroom Head. Full Metal Jackie, Skinny from Mushroom Head on the show with us tonight. Again, the new Mushroom Head DVD Volume 3 is out now. And Mushroom Head is self-contained, very hands-on in just about every aspect of recording, filming, and production. When you started, was becoming a fully equipped artist collective what you envisioned?
You know, we had always wanted to maintain full artist control if possible. And, you know, we understood that the bigger you get and the more people that you deal with, obviously you've got to let go some of that creative aspect. So it's always been just kind of challenging to always make sure that we're, 90% in creative control. And it's not always easy to do. And sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles as far as letting other people lead, as far as whether it's a record label, an A&R, or a management. Sometimes you're too close to the creation to see the big picture, or just to be able to step back and take a look from outside. So, you know, I have to say that's been one of the things over the years is learning to accept creative criticism from other people that aren't necessarily artists.
It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Mushroom Head DVD Volume 3 is out now. Quick break coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also be checking out a new tune from Metal Allegiance, music from Metallica, and more with Skinny. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Skinny from Mushroom Head on the show with us this evening. And you formed Mushroom Head in your early 20s. What aspect of the evolution of the band has been a parallel result of your growth as a person?
Yeah, like I was saying, I think you know, growing as a person and having a parallel with the band, I think the main thing was trying to maintain a relative happiness, whether it's in my personal life or creative life. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just wanted to create things that we liked and basically, you know, make art and create things that we were feeling. And we just so happened to strike a nerve with people, and we're very fortunate that, you know, people ended up liking the things that we ended up creating and liking for ourselves. We never set out to just be like, you know, a band that's going to be around for 25 years. We were just making art and found out that people really enjoy what we did. So we're, you know, very fortunate. And I think that really lends to, you know, the longevity of the band, and also the longevity of, you know, just like, say, me as an artist, as a person. It's really been one hell of a ride, I'll tell you.
Full Metal Jacket, Skinny of Mushroomhead with us. Coming up next, going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also be getting a music from Parkway Drive. Mushroomhead, of course, have a new DVD out called Volume 3. We'll hear more with Skinny next. It's Full Metal Jacket, Skinny of Mushroomhead on the show with us tonight. The new Mushroomhead DVD is called Volume 3, and it's out now. There's a lot of mystique in the Mushroomhead imagery. What does that give you license to do with the music that might not be possible otherwise?
It lends to one hell of a creative palette for us. The majority of us are nerds, whether it's something from, you know, the audio recording, whether it's Pro Tools or making some sort of visual element, whether it be video and then editing and, you know, working inside of like Premiere or decoloring with DaVinci or creating logos and designs, you know, in with like, say, Photoshop or something like that. We've definitely taken advantage of the technology that's kind of grown up around us. When we first started, we didn't even have the internet, obviously. It was so long ago. We had fax machines. So things have changed considerably in, I think, the artist's favor all around.
Skinny from Mushroomhead with us. Pick up the new DVD, Volume 3. It's out now. And could you tell us what's in store for, you know, going into the end of the year into 2019?
After this one wraps up, we head back home to go right into the studio to continue writing album number 8, which will be out early spring of 2019 if everything goes right. And then we're going to do one more small American tour on the end of October, like a 2-week run. And that'll be to celebrate 25 years of Halloween and 25 years of Mushroomhead.
Awesome. Well, good luck with all that's to come. Skinny, thank you so much for taking the time, and I hope to see you soon.
Right on. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's Full Metal Jacket, and we've got more metal on the way.